Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. It's a cold and drizzly day here today, but that sets the right kind of mood for what I wanted to talk with you about. Yesterday, we left off the story of Holy Week with Jesus being welcomed into the city of Jerusalem by large crowds that were celebrating him. And if you're familiar with Easter, you know we'll celebrate him rising from the dead on Sunday. But that leaves us with a huge question. How did Jesus go from being the star of a parade one weekend to dying by the next? Well, there are two levels to that answer. On the surface, some of the leaders at the time worried that Jesus was trying to take away their jobs and become the leader himself. And for reasons that won't make a lot of sense today, the only way they could think of to stop him was for him to die. But here's why you don't need to worry about that. What they did was very wrong, but God was not surprised by what happened. God knows how to take even the worst things and make a plan to bring something good out of it, and that's what happened. Now, even the smartest adults, who love God and know the Bible the best, have different ideas about the details of God's plan. And that's because God didn't give us all the details. The Bible never says, here's exactly why Jesus had to die and what happened when he did. But the Bible does say that because Jesus died, God can make us into the kinds of people we were always meant to be. People who love God, love others, and love ourselves in the best and most healthy ways. The Bible also gives us different ways to think about what happened. I'm going to share three with you, and they all work together to help us see more of the bigger picture. First, Jesus died for us because he loves us. Perhaps you've heard the famous Bible verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." You know how on special days like birthdays or Christmas, we give each other gifts? We spend the money to buy something, or we spend the time and effort to make something because we want others to know we love them. Well, when Jesus gave up his life, he was saying to us, "I love you more than you could ever imagine." The second way the Bible invites us to think about this is like a bridge. When we miss the mark and don't live the way that God wants us to live, it can make us feel far away from God and other people, even when they're right there with us. It can also make us feel separated from the life God wants us to live. We want to do good things, but no matter how hard we try, we keep messing up. Well, when Jesus died for us, it built a bridge that makes it possible for us to close all of those gaps, to feel deeply connected to God, to others, and to the people we want to be. And third, the Bible invites us to think about Jesus dying as part of a rescue plan. The Bible tells us that there are forces that don't just do things wrong on accident. They don't like God or God's plan. They want to be in charge and do whatever they want. One of the ways they try to hurt God is by convincing us, the people God loves so much, to also choose to do things our own way. And when we do, that's when we create that feeling of distance and get stuck. So, God doesn't just need to help us, but God needs to show those forces that they can't win. Well, when Jesus died on the cross, it sure looked like God had lost. God had sent his own son to be with us and love us and show us what it looks like to live God's way, and we still chose to do things our own way. And now, Jesus was dead. It was over. Or was it? On Easter Sunday morning, we'll see that death wasn't the end. The worst possible thing had happened to Jesus, but it wasn't enough to stop God. Through God, the power of life and love are stronger than anything, even death. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll definitely talk more about Easter later, but for now, why don't you take a moment together as a family and just share what you're thinking? Did any of these ideas, that God loves us, that God builds a bridge to reach us, or that God has a great rescue plan, did any of those sound good to you? Do you want to learn more about any of them? Are you still confused? Which is okay, by the way. Just share what you're thinking. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Ooh, boy, that was a lot, right? Like I said earlier, even the smartest adults are still trying to figure it all out. But here's the good news. You don't need to figure it all out. God wants you to know that you are loved more than anything in the universe. And because of what Jesus did for us, we can love God back with our whole lives. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for everything Jesus did for us. We all probably still have lots of questions, but that doesn't bother you. If you loved us enough to rescue us, you surely love us enough to be patient as we learn and grow. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Tuesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.